One thing that strikes me is I do not know how to describe it to another person. It's a mix of docudrama, there's fantasy, there's magical realism, and yet there's a very humanistic story at the heart of it all. So tell us a bit about the film.
Actually, that was my problem when developing the project. I had difficulties to explain it to the financiers. Like, what kind of project is it? They always asking me for a structure and for the films that they look similar to that. But for a person like me who have not any film background, and I don't count myself like a professional filmmaker. I count myself more like amateur filmmaker. And I think it's really cool because for me, filmmaking is like a cooking. And sometimes you have the recipe, but you don't have the required ingredients, and you have to make something with whatever you have in your kitchen. So I made this film with all the ingredients I had. And I think I like this approach of filmmaking that just use whatever is around you, like from non-actors, from the real people, real stories. And for me, it was not like I'm going to make a film about this. It was not about something. It was just sharing in atmosphere and experience of life that I had, because I grew up in the similar kind of village that you saw in the film in central rural part of Afghanistan. And it gave me really a very good knowledge about the life of people. And on that time that I was living there, I was not really happy to live there because I was born in a big city in Tehran, and I was born in Iran as an Afghan refugee. My family lived there for many years, but after 11 September, even when American and international community, they arrived in Afghanistan, we get back to our country. And for my parents, it was their country, but for me, it was not my country. I had really not any connection to Afghanistan. I was blind about the culture, about the language. I've never seen any picture of Afghanistan. And suddenly I found myself in the middle of nowhere, you know, among the mountains, somewhere where there is no electricity, there is nothing, and even there's no school for me to go to. So to share this experience with many people, because Afghanistan is a kind of country that the world knows it by all these clichés around the war countries.
You actually answered my next question, which is going to be about essentially the representation of Afghanistan across the world, and it's got a very negative connotation, and especially in the West. We only see that in very stereotypical ways, and we don't really know what life is like there. And
you know what is more sad for me is this Western shallow cliché point of view on Afghanistan. It influences the local artist inside Afghanistan. And now people, they don't like an artist that they work, you know, on art field. They don't, first, they're not aware of the importance of their stories. Second, they don't want to take the risk. They think like no one is interested in our stories and we should just follow the same pattern that answers, like, you know, all these successful films about Afghanistan, and they think unconsciously that it's a good way to express, because the world expecting us to tell the same stories, to make the same films, to make the same, like, arts. And for me, this is very sad, because it's very sad for a country that they don't have their own voice, and their artists, they are voiceless, and they are scared to share their very rich culture with the world, and they just follow the same cliches as the Western artists, you know, that they just come to Afghanistan to make films about Afghanistan.
The next point I wanted to touch about was the mythology aspect in the film, because Afghanistan culture and just the region, it's a beautiful mix of Pashto, and then Indus Valley, you've got the Kashmiri elements coming in, and what happens as a mix of all these elements is it creates a very unique landscape. It's not like, I mean, the West already doesn't know much about it, but even then, even for people there, the way you tell stories, because I think mythology and folktelling and storytelling is such an important part of how people live that life there. And it's not written down, it's passed down to the generations, very oral storytelling. So how does that differentiate, and what kind of impact did it have to actually show that on film? Because that's quite a big challenge.
Yes, you know, it was very important to talk about those stories and tales, because, well, Afghanistan first is a rural country. Even Kabul, the capital, it looked like a big village. Even there are like 5 million people living there, but still it looked like a big village. And, you know, this fact that education is very poor in Afghanistan, and this fact that it's a darkness and there is not electricity in most of the places in Afghanistan, made people fantasy grow, and they made a lot of stories and tales. And you know, because these stories, no one never write them down, it's on the oral form, and when one person telling the story to the other, they have this freedom of changing the story or adding or editing or removing some parts or completely change the message of the story. And that's why there are like 100 versions of one story. And I think the position of tales in a story, it's very magnificent in Afghanistan, because in the first stage, people, they just make up these stories first for the entertaining purpose, and then secondly, later they believe on the stories that they just make up, and then later these beliefs, it shapes the rules in the society and in the community. These stories, they are carrying moral, and these stories telling people what to do, what to say, what is good, what is bad, what happened to them if they do something bad, you know.
And just coming to the final question, what I really found fascinating was how you balance, on one hand, there is magical realism, the storytelling, and trying to create a mythology around this universe. But on the other hand, there is a very dark, very real social political commentary also running throughout the film. You talk about the Kashmir War and the wars Afghanistan has been through, the landscape has been through so much, the people have been through so much. And it becomes a coping mechanism for people there. You know, the way you tell stories, the way they organize themselves, it's almost a way for them to heal their wounds and, you know, come back afresh and really start anew.
You know, I really didn't try to have a political statement in the film. My aim was to be connected to the real life of people, to the life that I experienced, to the life that many people are experiencing in Afghanistan. And all these elements, they're connected somehow together. And I think it comes very organic when you're not trying to push your idea, you know, to add into the film. And I think, like, for me, like this, you know, it was very, very shocking when I heard about the background of the Kashmir Wolf story, like how they made a history into a tale. And now people, they just believe, like my generation, they just believe that this is a tale, a fiction, you know, but they're completely disconnected to the history part of it and to how this history became a tale. You know, for me, it was really like, it's the most political things in the film, you know.